What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're learning more about the individual that wanted to shoot Donald Trump, Ryan Wesley Ruth, 58. He's in custody after aiming a rifle barrel towards Trump when he was golfing at his golf course in West Palm Beach, Florida, yesterday. Joining us on the line is Donald Lane, former Secret Service agent. Donald, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sheriff. Good to be here.
Donald, people asking a lot of questions. Almost successful, one thwarted attempt here within a very short period of time. Historically, I can't ever remember a time where they had two attempts on a former president or candidate for president, and I don't know if that's ever happened in history.
It hasn't. No, that's an unprecedented event, for sure.
So your thoughts, I mean, people are kind of wondering, you know, where are we in this country, and if there's anything that can actually be done by Secret Service or any other agency to minimize these risks?
Well, you know, I think that the Secret Service needs to take a good hard look at the kind of the paradigm that they've had for decades, certainly as long as I was there. And what that is that the, you know, the president of the United States and the vice president and their families kind of get the full complement of protection. And for a former president and sometimes a candidate, depending on what the threat matrix is, you dial that back to some point, you know, so that the full protective advances and so forth are with the people that hold the office. But I think that needs to be revisited, certainly. Especially when you have, in this case, you know, a former president of the United States who's also running again for president, which is in itself unusual, and then, you know, is known worldwide and carries with him a lot of divisiveness. And so, you know, I think the agency needs to take a look at that and, I believe, dedicate more personnel, put a stronger package together, so to speak, and not only for the advances with public events, but also for private events.
Would you agree that when you have actionable intelligence that Iran, obviously we know what's going on in the Middle East, they're fighting a proxy war, they do this well. They have put out there through the intelligence channels that they want to take Donald Trump out. That in and of itself, our response should be a little bit more robust. Or do we just not believe the intelligence?
No, I mean you have to live and die by your intelligence. You know, absolutely, there should be an appropriate response. I don't think what we're seeing is it. You know, I don't want to speak to exactly what the package was relative to this most recent incident, but you know, the fact that I'm even saying the words "second attempt," you know, on his life is just, it's unprecedented. And I'm hoping and believing that the Secret Service will respond now with an even more personnel and an even larger footprint with respect to former President Trump.
Donald, I'm sure you have had opportunities to talk to your peers, people that you've worked with over the years in the Secret Service. I hear that there's just there's a change. There's a change in the approach. Obviously, they're taxed like other first responder agencies. I hear there's probably as many as 1,000 vacancies. I don't know how big Secret Service is now. When I started my career, it wasn't that big. Your thoughts about that?
Yeah, you know, the Secret Service remains a very small agency compared to other agencies. You know, I think max that I've ever heard in terms of agents is around, you know, maybe 1,900, 2,000 agents. So when you get into a campaign year where you have multiple candidates running around that have Secret Service protection, it puts a tremendous strain on the men and women of the Secret Service. You couple that with the fact that the agency has, in my opinion, one of the most stringent background and hiring processes that in some cases take up to a year to complete. It makes it difficult, you know, and then the schedule of your run-of-the-mill Secret Service agent makes it difficult to continue to keep people, you know, who maybe decide this isn't for them, they didn't know they'd be away this long, that type of thing. So all of those are real things that the agency faces. And I believe that, you know, the key to making things better lies within those issues that we just discussed. And I'm hoping that the agency will respond to this. Most of the men and women I worked with are, you know, the finest men and women that I've ever known. I don't think this problem is at the boots on the ground level. I think it's, you know, it's higher in the administration of the Secret Service. And I'm hoping that they'll respond to these challenges appropriately.
Well, is there an ideological warfare going on? I mean, we talked to the House Majority Leader, Steve Scalise. I don't know if you heard the interview earlier. He talked about, you know, how these principles of diversity, equity, and inclusion permeating through the agency, where it's really not about meritocracy. You know as well as I, a lot of what y'all are tasked to do, a lot of what you need to do, requires physicality. It requires mental fortitude, emotional intelligence, and when you're willing to accept less, what happens?
Well, you know, what potentially happens is what's happened here, you know, and I don't want to say that that's, you know, to blame for all of the problems that the agency seems to be having, but I will tell you that one of my fears is that the agency is suffering from, you know, what I call political capture. Being influenced by politics, which there is absolutely no place in any federal agency, but especially in the Secret Service, for there to be any political leanings. You know, you wouldn't want to see, for instance, one party be in power and tell the Secret Service director, hey, you know, we feel like you're making this candidate look too presidential or something like that. You need to dial back. Now, I'm not saying that that happened in these cases, but that's something that needs to be looked into during these investigations that are ongoing. There is simply no place for any of that in the, you know, from hiring all the way through agents working in the agency, that they should not be influenced by any politics. They certainly shouldn't be influenced by any diversion or equity placements that are put on the agency. You know, it should be, we're going to hire the best and brightest, the fittest, and we're going to bring them on board.
Do you think there would be value in the head of the Secret Service being confirmed by the Senate?
There could be. You know, I don't know. I'd have to study that more and know a whole lot about it. I don't know, though, if that would bring it even more into, you know, the political stratosphere or not. That's really not something that I can speak intelligently to. I don't see necessarily how it could hurt. So, you know, I don't know. I guess that's one of the options on the table, though.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, there has been a lot of criticism of the former head that resigned relates to that individual's move through up the corporate ladder. And, you know, and it seemed as though it might have been more of a friendship thing with the First Lady as opposed to anything else. No one knows. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is that would be vetted, obviously, in that process, whereby, you know, it's just simply almost like a regular hire. And it just seems to me that there should be a heightened scrutiny in and around that position because of the importance of what they do, especially when we're when our elected leaders are traveling abroad, right? I mean, I have to imagine that's some of the most difficult missions that y'all have to staff up, right?
Absolutely, yes. Foreign travel is a beast within the agency. The logistics involved are mind-boggling. And I agree with what you're saying. I do think that, you know, whether it's Senate confirmation or not, I do believe there should be some type of system set up where if you're going to hire for the top positions in the agency, that they are well vetted and that it's not simply, hey, this is a friendly person that I know from the agency or someone that I grew to like, and I'm just going to appoint them. You know, that's certainly not good.
Yeah. I mean, that whole process then becomes as what I coin as less than. And, you know, it seems to me that we ought to place a higher value on what it is that we're doing and a sense of, not that they're not serious, but a sense of being more serious about what it is that we are tasking these individuals to do, because they're risking their lives every day. I mean, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't know about you, but the rank and file, they want an effective and credible leader more than anything. One who can make a decision, one who's not going to vacillate, and one who's going to be determined in their leadership. And it just seems to me that the process by which we pick these people should be improved upon at the very least. And that way, you know, hopefully the culture of the organization is not diminished in any way, shape, or form. Donald Lane, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time and your insight, and have a great week.
Thank you, Newell. Be safe. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, my friend. Donald Lane, former Secret Service agent. We'll be right back with Jeff Nowak to talk about what a win, right? Boy, was that fun watching that game. I just really love watching the Saints fans after that game. They gave Dallas a dose of New Orleans for sure. We'll be right back.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.